Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, I was talking about taking down the Christmas decorations tomorrow and the tree and all the work that people will be doing at the moment, cleaning up afterwards. And among that, we'll be putting the Christmas cards into the green bin. Well, the good people at On Post have been on to us. Their head of corporate communications, Anna McHugh, is on the line. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Oliver.
And Nulig the man, Sonadich as well. You have advice for us on what to do with the Christmas cards.
Well, we would just say, don't be in a massive hurry to throw them all in the green bin.
Okay.
Just have a little think, take a moment, look through your cards and just think about, maybe there's some cards from people that in the future you would love to still have those cards. Because I know in our house we have Christmas cards, maybe from grandparents and older relations who've passed away, and we love taking them out every year. So that's one thing to think about. And the second one is a very sustainable one, which is the front of your Christmas cards can make beautiful gift cards for next Christmas.
Right.
If you tie a little, cut them out, tie a little bit of ribbon through them. Think of all the ribbon and stuff that you see during the year on chocolates and on gift packs and presents. Keep it all and you can make lovely gift tags for next Christmas.
Because the first, the cover is generally not written on the inside. So you've got a nice
blank. Yeah. And they're such beautiful cards. It might even encourage some people to make their own Christmas cards for next year.
I always thought people kept their cards as well, because something we've done tradition growing up in Monaghan, they were actually hung in a string then as a decoration over the kitchen table up on the ceiling. I don't know if you ever did that, Anna.
Well, that we do. And I have to say now, I'm a little bit of a hoarder when it comes to things like this. But I actually have a card that my godmother sent me for my very first Christmas back in the black and white days. It's an artifact at this stage,
a
very ancient antique. But it's lovely to have. And as I said, to see people's handwriting, you know, when you think in years to come, for generations to come, these things are really important and, you know, can't be replaced once they're gone. So I don't want people running after the bin lorry now this morning or delving down to the bottom of the green bin, but it's just something to bear in mind.
Because the temptation is there to fire it all into the bin, to clear the house, but you don't know what's valuable, what's something that might look simple today becomes massively valuable if something happens to the person.
Just have a think about it. And also, you know, lovely personal messages on cards as well. It really is something, you know, that a text or a WhatsApp can't compete with at all.
Come here, we had all the dates before Christmas that you had to send this thing before a certain date or it's not going to get there. Would you have much posts left over now that might have missed the deadlines?
Well, there's a lot of parcels that came in after those deadlines from all over the world and online shopping and all kinds of things. Most of them have been cleared out. We delivered everything we said we'd deliver.
Very good.
But there was lots. And then the Christmas sales start. So it never stops for
the
us.
Deliveries
it all
and
keeps
so
going.
Yeah,
but we're fairly up to date. The bit of freezy weather and the bad roads have slowed us down in some areas. But we're certainly getting there. And we know people are anxious to get their stuff. One thing I would say to people, if you're waiting on cards from people in Britain, there is a reason most likely that you haven't got them yet.
Oh, right.
That is because often people posting in Britain to Ireland assume that a lovely Royal Mail first class stamp will cover the postage.
Right.
And it doesn't. They have to put on a European rate stamp. And the Royal Mail are really strict about this.
Mm-hmm.
So if mail is underpaid, even if it's Christmas time, they don't care. If it's underpaid, they hold on to it. They wait till they have a big container full of it. And then it'll wend its way across the Irish Sea to us at some stage,
Valentine's Day. In bulk as a kind of a cheap thing to save.
Exactly.
Valentine's Day. Is that what you said?
Well, you know, there has been years that it hasn't landed until early February. So if people are wondering where Christmas cards from friends and family in Britain are, once we get them, we deliver them. We don't want to hang on to them. We've no space with them. We get them out. But it happens every year and people are very cross because they know people have sent them things.
It's not on Post. It's the Royal Mail.
Not on this occasion. Okay. Not our fault. No.
Keep the cards, says Anna McHugh. Thank you so much, Anna, from On Post.
Thanks, Oliver. And
have
everyone.
A lovely day. You too. Thanks so much.